is understanding.
Why don't you just talk to her?
We can sit here.
Robert!
Hmm?
Why don't you just talk to her?
Don't worry, it'll be fine.
I don't talk to women.
I'm a woman.
You're not a normal woman, though, are you, Emma? You're like my little sister, aren't you?
I'm 17.
Right, and I'm 27, ergo. That means therefore, probably, in Latin. Ergo.
Ergo?
Ergo,
what?
We don't a-go-go, you and me.
My door's always open.
I never said I wanted to a-go-go with you. I said you should talk to Lucy, that's all. I'm trying to be supportive.
Come on, she uses phrases like, my door's always open. She's like, I don't know.
A grown-up?
She's my boss. And she's studying at university. She's better than this.
Better than you?
How did you get so smart? What's the matter with you? Shouldn't you be out being sick or something?
Sick?
It's what young people say. They describe things as sick. It's because of the internet. The sickest thing on the internet is always the best.
You know, sometimes I think you play the sad act on purpose. You draw attention to it all the time. You're 27 and you act like your life is over.
My life is over. It never got started. You don't believe me? Okay, my school year. We were always the ones they used to test the new curriculum. We had none of the security of the old system, but none of the forward-thinking initiatives of the new. People in my school year came out with these nothing grades. Potential employers and colleges were suspicious. It was like we were this unknown quantity. A straight-A student could be a dunce in disguise. A guy with a string of near misses could be the next Einstein.
Well, I like you anyway.
Like I said, you're not normal.
Robert?
It's Lucy.
I know.
Robert!
She's talking to you.
What do I do?
Talk back.
Would you mind doing Dirk's shift on Thursday? He's had a family emergency.
No, he wouldn't mind.
Are you all right?
He's fine.
Okay, well, that's a big help. Lunchtime's nearly over. I'm a slave driver, I know.
See what I mean? I'll run that conversation over and over again in my head tonight. Isn't it pathetic?
I wouldn't call it that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't even call it a conversation. You've got to get over this lack of self-esteem.
Well, it's not just that, is it? Never mind.
Tell me.
It's just... sometimes... I don't know, I went into the kitchen the other day and I couldn't remember why I went in there.
People do that all the time.
Not like this. When it happens to me, my mind goes completely blank. It's not forgetfulness. I can't think of anything at all. Not a thing. I just... stop.
Why don't you leave the kitchen?
Can't think of a reason to leave. So I just stand there.
For how long?
About an hour. And I have the weirdest feeling while it's happening. Like I'm being watched. I get the same feeling when I'm serving customers sometimes. And, well, why does no one mention the cupboard round the back?
You mean the freezer?
No.
The cleaning cupboard?
No. I mean the cupboard that nobody talks about. The cupboard that's never been opened once in the 4 years I've worked here, not once.
Look, Robert.
You think I'm crazy?
I've got this friend.
Forget it.
Wait.
Probably nothing.
Robert, don't go. Shoot. 5. Are you there?
We are here, Psy Girl.
I think it's getting worse.
Has Robert indicated a location yet?
Yes, I think he has.
Very well. Continue your covert operations for now. Autumn will join you shortly.
Copy that.